The first issue of Ms. Magazine was published in 1972. Ms. was founded by Gloria Steinem and a group of feminist writers. Like many magazines over the years, it has struggled with dwindling advertising pages, partly because Ms. wouldn't take sexist ads. The magazine ceased publication last November. Recently, Ms. staffers and readers convinced its current owner to bring the magazine back without advertising. The first issue has just hit the stands, but critic Maureen Corrigan had trouble finding it.
On Wednesday, I trudged all over Washington, D.C., searching for the new Ms. I tried all the big chain bookmarts. One young female clerk told me sympathetically, "Oh, MS? No, we don't carry that anymore." I felt like some kind of Rip Van Winkle, awakening to the grim, post-feminist age. Next, I tried a couple of radical bookstores, the ones where all the clerks look like Che Guevara. I might as well have been asking for TV Guide. Ms. was always too mainstream for those places. I finally found a copy in one of those hodgepodge drugstores that stock everything from Brilliantine to Whitman samplers. The cashier there said, "Whoa, this magazine sure has gone up." Sure has. The premier issue cost $4.50, $2 more than when it was last on the stand. I guess they have to make up for the absence of advertising somehow. Ms. is now a bi-monthly, so you're really paying for two issues, but the price is still steep. And what do you get for your money? Well, that's the good news. The newly liberated Ms. is invigorating and politically charged. One of the best pieces is Gloria Steinem's capsule history of the unholy alliance between advertisers and magazines. She shows how other women's magazines are little more than consumer catalogs. Other familiar voices are back, too. There's Bella Abzug with a personal essay on widowhood, and poetry by Audrian Rich, Toni Morrison, and June Jordan. New features include a health column by the Boston Women's Health Book Collective, the people who wrote Our Bodies Ourselves, and something called Accidental Activist that spotlights women who don't consider themselves political, but who've become involved in that one personal cause. Another new feature called Instant Classics revives consciousness-raising gems from the past. This issue has Judy Brady's 1972 essay, Why I Want a Wife. The new Ms. wants to go beyond expressing all women's experiences through just a white, middle-class, heterosexual voice. It also aims to be more international. This issue features a startling article on the women of Eastern Europe by Yugoslav feminist writer Slavenka Draculic. Despite the political transformations of the last year and a half, women in countries like Bulgaria live in medieval conditions. They lack sanitary napkins, let alone easy access to contraception and equal wages. Yet they're told to be patient until the more important work of the revolution is completed. Draculic calls this democracy with a male face. Given the options of making further accommodations to its advertisers or returning to its roots in feminist protest, Ms. made the right choice. But there's a hitch. Because of its high price, the women who write for Ms. will probably be more economically and culturally diverse than the women who read it. There's no good solution to this dilemma. Editorial freedom doesn't come cheap. I'm glad Ms. is back, and as Robin Morgan says, still crazy after all these years. Still crazy and still telling us what we need to know.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. I'm Terry Gross.